Imagine Google owns the roads and rents self-driving cars to computers. Imagine Amazon bought the Air Force and flocks of armed robots cruise the sky. Imagine Apple and Facebook have been building psychological profiles of every user with the aim of controlling their behavior to profit off of their manufactured consent. Now imagine these companies want to kill you.
Maybe you have something they want. Maybe you represent an existential threat to the profit margin. Maybe you pissed one of them off, and they are convinced the others that you have to die. These enemies have approximated the four omnis of God. They are all-powerful, all-knowing, all-loving, and ever-present. They are capable of predicting human movements so accurately that they can drop a penny from space to crush your skull 5 minutes later. How can such enemies be fooled? This is where we should start off when we think about building a new internet. Not using owned servers. Not using owned programs. Not owned. The interconnected web of communication technology we are seeking to build will face the crucible of human malice and the height of its power. It will be shot into space. It will be dragged through mud and degraded in every possible way. If science is failing and taking notes, the internet is where these notes must live. The internet then must hold the collected failings of humankind. God in the middle attacks, time dilations, existential gambling with all of reality at stake. This is the kind of shit we're going to have to put up with if we are going to design a 7th generation internet and survive it.
Make America big again!